Today's podcast is about marrying into a narcissistic family. The person who marries into a narcissistic family is in for quite the adventure. I learned this from my own experience, but apparently a lot of stories are very similar to mine. Parents decide immediately whether or not they like the person their son or daughter brings home. That decision is often based on simply ridiculous, trivial things, such as does this person come from a wealthy family, or what kind of work does he or she do? It can be even more ridiculous as something about appearance being a problem. If this person is attractive, over, underweight, or maybe as tall and their family is short. It also could simply be a matter of differences in personality. Rather than be polite for the sake of their family member, they hate this new person. They also demand this new person respect them while not returning that respect. And their definition of respect is that person be seen and not heard, only doing what benefits the family. This person's needs and wants mean nothing to this family. In this situation, the family functions as one unit in an it's us against him or her manner. As I've said before, they remind me of the Borg from Star Trek, The Next Generation. They all function as one, focused only on what the collective dictates. In this case, the collective is usually a narcissistic mother pulling everyone's strings to make them act according to her whim. One whim the collective usually has is to tell their family member and have others in the family say as well how terrible this new person is. He or she isn't good enough. She stole him from their family. She keeps him from them. And similar lies are very common for women. But other claims are that the new person is unfaithful, steals, uses drugs, and more. It never seems to cross their collective mind that their relative could get fed up and walk away. And really, why would it? No doubt he or she has tolerated all manners of maltreatment and even abuse at the hands of this family. They place demands on him or her, like giving them money or otherwise bailing them out of their problems, with no thought to how this could affect this person, and he or she does as told. Why not? This is what this person has done their entire life. Often siblings in these situations also call this one mean-spirited nicknames for their entire life, even into adulthood, as an attempt to let the relative know that he or she is still a child in their eyes. Families like this are entitled beyond belief. They honestly think they're entitled to treat this poor person any way they like. By default, they believe they also are entitled to treat the new significant other just as badly. They have groomed this person to take any abuse they dish out without complaint and expect the same behavior from the new spouse. If he or she complains, all hell can break loose. At this point, families don't like this consider anything that led up to the complaints. They only see the problem at hand, which is someone setting boundaries on their abuse. Oh, the horrors. Sadly, the family member in the situation often doesn't realize just how disrespectful and insulting the family is, not only to the spouse, but him or her as well. The family clearly has no respect or love for their relative if they won't at least try to be civil to this person that their relative loves. If they did, they would manage basic civility, unless, of course, that person was abusive. Clearly, this family also thinks a relative is stupid. After all, they expect this person not to use his or her own mind, but instead to blindly listen to them regarding his or her life. As if this person doesn't know what's best or isn't smart enough to choose a good person to marry. How insulting is that? It's truly a sad situation, and if you are in this situation, my heart goes out to you. I pray you and your spouse can work together to set healthy boundaries with this Borg-like family. Being clearly a team is the best thing you can do as a couple in this situation. Thank you for listening to my podcast.